Klissenfeld. My name is Naya. How may I help you today?
Hi, I just got scammed on your promo on Facebook, and I want to cancel it.
Can I start by getting your zip code?
14719. You should tell people you're going to scam them for $60.
May I have your first and last name?
Lori, L-O-R-I, Bazidlo, B-A-Z-Y-D-L-O. How many people did you tell got a $2 thing, and then you charge them $60? How many people have you done that to?
May you please verify your address for security purposes?
Excuse me? I'm talking to you.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
First of all, talk slowly. I can't understand you, and I'm really pissed that you scammed me.
May you please verify your address for your
security
purposes?
My address is 8251 Dake Hill Road, Cattaraugus, New York, 14719.
Okay, I see that you did pay the entry, and you did.
No, I didn't. I thought I was paying $2 for shipping for a free KitchenAid. It wasn't until after you gave me 5 minutes to fill out the information. By the time I filled out the information, after I submitted it, then you tell me I'm going to pay $60. So you cancel it, or I'm going to report your ass.
Ma'am, can you calm down, please?
Well, you scammed me. Wouldn't you
be pissed? I didn't do anything, ma'am.
Would you like your mother to be falling for this shit?
I didn't do anything to you.
You
I'm
didn't?
Helping you get your account straight. I had nothing to do with what you
get
did.
Get it straight.
Can you please
get it
calm
straight.
Down?
Get it straight right now.
May you please
I
calm
want
down.
To know. You've got my email
ma'am.
Address. I'm telling you something. I want something in my
down,
email
please?
In the next 10 minutes that
can
says I'm not going to be paying
ma'am.
This.
Ma'am, can you please calm down? I can't help no ones who yelling.
Okay, I won't yell. I
Thank
would like
you.
An email
I will get
in my
this
email
counsel
telling
you right
me I'm
now,
not
ma'am.
Paying it. Don't overtalk me.
Ma'am.
You scammed
oh my
me.
Gosh.
Don't overtalk me.
Ma'am,
fix
as I
it.
Stated.
Just fix it. Just fix it.
Ma'am,
stop
can you
with
please
the rhetoric.
Calm down?
Stop with the rehearsed thing and fix it.
Ma'am, as I stated, before I keep getting interrupted, I will get this refunded and back into your account, but I can't get it out because you will not let me talk.
Go ahead, talk.
Thank you. Once you did do that, it enrolled you inside of a meal plan. That's why your card was being charged.
I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm not trying to be rude here, but you have a different dialect than I do, and I can't understand you when you talk that quickly.
Yes, ma'am. When you did do that, it enrolled you inside of a meal plan. That's why your card was charged automatically. What I can do is get this account canceled for you.
Yes,
and refund
it.
And may you please do not do any more things like that online so you won't be charged again. I did get this counsel for
I don't
you
need to be told what I can
right
do
now.
Online.
And is there anything else that
this,
I can help you with,
I
ma'am?
I just want this resolved.
Is there anything else
please
that I
don't
can
overtalk
with?
Me. Don't tell me what I should do online in the future.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
You can give me your name.
My name is Naya.
Naya. Your name is Naya.
Yes,
Stanley,
it is.
Can you write that down? I believe it's spelled N-Y-I-A. How do you spell it? I'll get it. How do you spell it?
N-I-Y-A.
N-I-Y-A. N-Y-I-A. And, of course, you don't give your last names because that's not really your name, but I'll use it. All right, Naya, when this doesn't go through and I get screwed again, I'll be calling you at the same number I just called you, and I won't calm down and be told what to
Thank
do.
Thank you for calling
Stop
customer
scamming
service.
People.
You have a great
Stop
day.
Stop scamming people.
Thank you for calling customer service.